Yeah, like I said, my carry radio, and I travel, throw it in the suitcase, the bag, whatever, especially if I'm going someplace without a vehicle, I always carry the Anytone. It's so easy to program. It's so easy to find stuff. It does the beaconing and the all the other fun stuff. I mean, I'm not good at it. I'm not interested in it. But when they repaired it, I did turn it on for a couple days, and it read messages and things like that. And like I said, I think that one's the best of us, you know. But if you want something that's, you know, super accurate, right on frequency, the type accepted from like 136 to, I'm sorry, like from 420 all the way up to like, what is it, 470 or maybe even 512. You know, you can't beat the Motorola, but then again, you have to do a lot of studying to front program panel it. You have to do a lot of, and it can be done. You can push firmware to it. That'll let you do it. One of mine has got it in it, and I think it's really cool, and I think I've used it once. So, you know, but yeah, I did see the Discord, and I couldn't leave that one alone. You knew that. So that's the statement I put in it. Who was it? Go ahead, John. WABD.